picture hanging on the wall was painted by a friend. He gave it to me all down and out when he owed me 10. It doesn't look like much, I guess, but it's all that's left to him. It sure is nice from right over here when the light's a little dim. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, they brighten up my day. This book of poems was given me by a girl I used to know. I guess I read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. It's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, they brighten up my day. This piece of glass up to the light that's shining through the door. It's a prison glass, I found it on the road. And can't you see that tiny rainbow? It's not really a prison, I guess it just kind of broke a funny way. I was on my way through Houston and I was headed for L.A. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, they brighten up my day. This guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. It's not too much to look at, but I play every day. It's been across this country 4 or 5 times, I guess. Between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, they brighten up my day. Just about all that I own, all I care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots, maybe, and that funny yellow vest. And that leather jacket, and that leather bag, and that hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, babe, could I see you again next fall? Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been, it shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, they 'd brighten up my day.
Talk about
that we weren't ready.
You're busy playing around on the internet. We got a stall now. Come around. That's the great Paul Kelly from Australia, and before that Lyle Lovett with a cover of a Guy Clark song, allegedly the first song Guy Clark ever wrote, but I just can't believe it.
He probably wrote one when he was still in the cradle.
Step Inside This House, brilliant yeah. stuff there, and we will see. We're just talking about Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, along with John Hyatt and Joe Ely at the Centennial Concert Hall in March the 30th, something like that.
No? And that is going to be good.
Maybe that's when I'm going to see the Rheostatics.
March 19th.
Yeah, you're going to, yeah. But we went to Calgary, Edmonton.
Right.
To see. Well, no. I didn't. Well, yeah. I went to Calgary.
You went to Edmonton. I went to both.
Right, right.
With Stu. Right. And fantastic
Yeah, that was
shows.
A great show.
So if you haven't got your tickets already, ticketmaster.ca. Check out that show. It's billed as just Lyle Lovett, which really irritates the hell out of me because it's just like he's just as equal a part. And
he's
honestly.
One of four. Yeah. But maybe it's just easier for the...
Well, I mean, he's got the biggest name of the...
He's got the biggest hair.
For sure. Yeah, so... So that should be a good show.
It's going to be great.
Oh, Stu called. He wanted to say that the song you were thinking of was God Bless America.
Right.
The follow-up, yeah.
And that you should have been at the show when he brought James McMurtry in 1995.
What?
To Winnipeg.
Stu did?
I think that's what he said.
Stu brought James McMurtry to Winnipeg?
The great Stu Reed? He very well could have. Stu,
Stu
he walks on water at times.
He should be booking the Folk Fest.
Yeah.
That's what should be going on.
I say we should dabble in bringing some people in.
Okay, let's play a song for Stu.
Okay.
For Stu?
And for Lucy.
Oh, really? Okay. You know what I heard on Stu's show yesterday?
Hmm.
He was rerunning some of his best live moments from his show. And that rat bastard, he had all the participants from the Grand Caribou Opry on his show. And I listened to that show, but I must have missed it. But last night he replayed, Rami Mays did a cover of a Willie P. Bennett song.
Wow.
Friggin' knocked me out.
Wow.
Lucky bastard. He doesn't even know how lucky he is.
And he had them all on his show? All of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, did he rent a bus and bring him in? What did he
do? I don't know how they crammed him into that tiny studio. I mean...
Does he pick them all up on his bike? Like, how does he get him there? He's got like a rickshaw now. He brings him in. Oh, I don't know what's going on with Wooly Bear.
Stu, I got to bring you a CD one of these days.
I'll
do that soon.
One of our favorite guys, Mr. Stu Reed.
Wednesdays, 6 to 8 on the Twang Trust there on CKW.
Hey, Stu, did you ever get the Pursuit of Happiness DVD?
Oh, yeah. I meant to ask him that.
Let us know.
The Bloodshot seed DVD you were looking for is at the Folk Fest store.
How much?
He bought it.
Because I just bought it at CD Plus on Boxing Day.
$12.99.
Come on, it is not. You're making
I
that up.
I did make that up, but it is there.
I don't know. All right, play that song. Is that one of the new ones? One of the bonus tracks?
No,
no it's not. Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He'd a hand and a heart and a brain. Well, it was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder now how he feels. For he ate Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed and he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children and they were brave. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. He was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never rob a mother or a child. There never was a man with a law in his hand that could take Jesse James when alive. 'Twas on a Saturday night, yeah, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train. And the people they'd say who were many miles away was those outlaws, yeah, Frank and Jesse James. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children that they were brave. Well, that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he lay poor Jesse in his grave. Well,
their breath when they heard of Jesse's death. They wondered how he'd ever come to fall. Robert Ford, it was a fact, he shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung a picture on the wall. As Jesse went to rest with his hand on his breast, the devil upon his knee. He was born one day in the county clay, and he came from a solitary race. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children and they were afraid. A dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Yeah. Oh, you're terrible for that. Oh, you're so busy eating chips and
get your dancing shoes on. That is a that's a good tune.
Oh, I love it. From by far one of the best records of the year, Springsteen's Seeger Sessions, We Shall Overcome. And that bastard, he put out a new version of it with a bunch of bonus tracks and new DVD footage and stuff. So I had to go out and buy it again.
Yeah, well.
Which really ticks me off.
Yeah.
But it's so good that I gladly did it. So, I don't know.
Have you watched the DVD yet?
I watched the other one, but I haven't watched this new
one
yet.
This new one, no.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on my top 10.
What are you doing?
You guys don't have much to say, do you?
Well, no, we're
normally we're really yakking. Yeah. You're always scolding us, so now we, you know, we've toned it down, and now you're scolding.
Okay, here's some more music.
What are you going to play?
Leroy Stagger.
Oh, because we don't play him enough?
Right.
Okay. By Saskatoon.
I'm stuck in this godforsaken storm. Just right then, some water rushed in. We were all alone. Some words were said, connection was dead. There was no way home. Everything'll be better by Saskatoon, baby. Everything'll be better by Saskatoon, or I'm getting out of here. Everything'll be better by Saskatoon, mama. Everything'll be better by Saskatoon.
Have you seen ManitobaMusic.com lately? It's only your one-stop shop for everything having to do with Winnipeg's fantastic music scene. Get all the latest news on Peg City's hottest bands, as well as up-to-date club listings, photo and video galleries, contests, forums, and more. Need to get in the know? ManitobaMusic.com. If it's in the scene, it's on the site.
What do you think? And you told us, with all the spirited energy Manitobans are famous for. We asked how you liked it here, and you were all, yeah, quality of life, affordability, opportunity, it's all good. Or very good, according to most of the 2,800 of you who did the We Listen, You Listen survey. See the results online at spiritedenergy.ca, and you can still tell us what you think. But don't just tell us, tell everyone, because that's what this is about. Manitoba Spirited Energy, it's yours.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
You can catch us on the scene every Friday at 1 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM.
Where we will satisfy all of your cravings for local music. We'll showcase all genres of Winnipeg talent.
For pure audio bliss, listen to us every Friday at 1 p.m. on the scene.
Programming on UMFM is brought to you in part by The Daily Bread Cafe. Located in the basement of St. John's College, not only does The Daily Bread Cafe serve up the best breakfast on campus, but it also offers a full line of Kicking Horse Coffee and Cornelia Bean Loose Teas. Be sure to stop by The Daily Bread today.
We're back on Steel Belt the Radio. Only about a half an hour left to go, and now we're threatening to chase people away for the last half hour. But as you know, Terry, people want their stuff on our show all the time.
They do, and
people are kind enough to send us CDs.
We've broken a lot of artists that have gone on to huge careers.
Occasionally, we get great stuff sent in, but more often than not, we get absolute garbage sent in.
There are times.
And, you know, CDs are kind of funny. Like, they say you can't judge a book by its cover, but 9 times out of 10, you can judge a CD by its cover. If you have a cover that is really crappy, KK, do you want to see who's on the phone there? If you put a really crappy cover on your CD, chances are the stuff that's inside is crappy as well.
Yeah, I agree.
But on the other hand, somebody who puts a lot of time into making a really great-looking cover, like Swank or like, you know, Elliot Brood or something, a nice-looking package, if they're spending that much time on a good-looking cover, they got to have spent a bunch of time on the music as well.
Usually carries over.
So generally you can tell whether something is going to stink or not by the cover. It's just true. And we're going to prove that right now. We've got a few things from the mailbag that just, like, they stink to look at.
And I love the names, too.
Well, wait till you get the name of this track that we're going to play first. The album actually, if you judge it by its cover, it doesn't look too bad. But the back is really bad, and the song titles are even worse. And when KK's off the phone, we'll prove that to you. We got one of the worst song titles I think I've ever heard in my life. All right. So I don't know if we're going to make it through all these songs all the way. We might just have to stop them.
But I
think after each one, we should sort of go around the table and say whether it's a keeper or not.
Yeah, maybe we can be like Canadian Idol type things.
Yeah, if you want to weigh in with your vote, you can always phone us, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. So anyways, this is from a guy named Pat Johnson. Is that right?
Yeah. And who sounds pretty normal.
The album title, check out the album title. What's the album title called?
Pat Johnson's Songs from the Town, .. Boredom Built.
The town Boredom Built. Now that, you know, that sounds weird enough, but should we tell them what song this is, or should we just play it?
Tell them.
This song from Pat Johnson is called Stinky Woman Blues on Steel Belted Radio.
And he looks normal.
Stinky Woman Blues.
Stinky baby without any shoes, all right. Well, my stinky mama, she got me singing the blues. I'm singing the blues. Well, I ain't too fussy, but I sure am proud. All right. I ain't too fussy, but I sure am proud. She passed me a plate of garlic. She's patty, man. What about you? What about me?
All right, I don't know if I can take anymore. So let's weigh in on Pat Johnson's Stinky Woman Blues. Does it live up to the title?
There was something stinky, all right, but it was in the...
It wasn't terrible.
Did you listen to it?
Well, the words, but you can tap your toe to it.
Well, I mean, it's the oldest blues riff in the world, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I would say I'd have to be either really drunk... And had fallen down and couldn't get out.
I don't think that's a keeper. Yeah. Now, this one, the song titles aren't that bad on this one. So you never know. I'm not digging the album cover. It's called Campfire, and the album cover is not winning me over. But the dude's name, it's got to be bad. Oh, well, see, I was going to... Okay. Good. Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Pat Johnson.
So was that...
That's Pat Johnson phony.
Someone from Pat's family, maybe. All right. Oh, it's the Sonic Youth guy.
Yeah,
oh, we're super mad. We
back went and played Sonic Youth.
We played Sonic Youth for the first and only time on the show, and the dude wasn't even listening. Yeah, and Beck too. Yeah, just hang up on him.
You missed out.
Yeah. No. Okay. Come on, let's play it. This guy's name, believe it or not, and I don't know if this is his real name. I'd change it if it's my real name, and if it's not my real name, then you're an idiot for changing your name to this. But dude's name is Chuck Cheese Man.
Chuck
Cheese. I wonder if his middle initial is E. I'm not sure.
That's
but
clever.
Chuck Cheese Man. Here's something from Chuck Cheese Man.
Ponderosa Pine.
This old ponderosa pine cast its shadow where you held this heart of mine. In a promise you would always love me, but it was temporary. Like this old ponderosa pine, this old ponderosa pine cast its shadow on this county's first rail line. It's all the big woods falling, this town's growing, sawmill's coming and it's going, and the slow decay of time. This old ponderosa pine won't cast its shadow.
Enough of the Cheese Man. So how do we feel about Chuck Cheese Man? It wasn't as bad as the last song.
It wasn't as bad as his name.
Yeah. But
yeah, I wouldn't.
If you call yourself Chuck Cheese Man, you don't deserve to get played on the radio.
You know, the problem is you probably, it would be good in the elevator real down low and yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So Chuck Cheese Man, sorry man.
You're I don't think I would have...
not a keeper.
I don't think I'd buy that.
This one, this guy sends me...
That's the devil.
Do you want to go to that one next? Or?
It's the devil.
Okay.
KK fell off the chair looking at this guy's photo.
KK found out why this next CD is bound to be a winner. Now, I should mention that I heard this guy a long time ago on Roots and Writers with Len Osland, and I thought he was pretty good.
It was pretty good?
And he sent me a couple of CDs since then, and not that good. But not this good. One, this one, I don't even know if it's that good. But the cover is so freaking scary looking.
Oh, he looks
that that you know it's
like, you know, that's going to be his DUI photo in the tank or something. Because
it was posted on the smoking gun.
Oh, it's just, I mean, I can't wait to see if the CD is as bad as the photo, but the photo is just downright scary. The album is called
Magical Thinking.
Magical Thinking.
Are we going to play?
The dude's name is J.P. Jones, not John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, I don't think. But
what are we going to play?
We're going to play Wreck the Bed.
Wreck the Bed? Yeah. I'd beat the bed, but
let's find out. Kind of catchy, you gotta give him that.
That's not bad. I
like it's not terrible. It's got a nice little groove to it, and wreck the bed with you.
I would give that a pass. So,
well, five and a half. As long as you don't have to look at it ever again. Because it might be the scariest looking album cover. The most unintentionally scary album cover in history.
You would have to have a stake and a mallet. Because the guy looks like...
It's pretty horrible. Yeah. And I wish radio were a visual medium so we could show you how horrible it is. But
that wasn't bad.
That's, J.P. Jones with a wreck the bed there.
I would... I don't know if I'd rush out and buy it, but...
No.
You know, I might spin it again, maybe.
All right. So what are we going to next? AC? Oh, AC's great. AC sends me about 4 CDs a year, and they look like he made them himself. Like, we could do a better job. Actually, we do a better job with the Best of the Year CDs, but...
I love that name, though. AC.
This one is particularly horrible. It's a compilation of, I guess, AC's friends. And there's actually a band on there called the Cash Brothers. I'm pretty sure it's not Peter and Andrew. But anyways, this is an interesting compilation. What's the compilation called?
AC Cargill's Country Songs.
Country Songs.
All right.
Which, okay. You know. Would but you, it's just, it's such a cheap package.
Should I play Darling, I Can't Have Kids?
Well, that's an interesting one. Or Some People Are Meant to Be Lonely. I like that one.
I know is that you're gone.
So,
get the hammer.
No, I like this one. A Woman Feels Things.
Oh, yeah.
I dreamed of my mother last night.
No, that's a classic song, actually. That's a great one.
Sigmund Freud wrote that.
Don't make fun of that.
I think I picked New Year's Eve.
Like the track, Get the Hammer from the Closet. There's a fly in Papa's head. That's one of my favorites.
Here's something from AC Cargill.
It was New Year's Eve so long ago. The snow was cold and deep. Family was in their home, and the children could not sleep. Oh, Mother dear, we need to eat. What's wrong? Yes, we've been good. A worried look upon her face, the little family had no food. Their father had gone to the woods to hunt, but no game that he could find. When he came home with empty hands, the little children began to whine. Oh, Father dear, we need to eat. A week we've had no food.
Make it stop, please. Please make it stop.
AC,
and
AC.
If anybody wants any AC Cargill, I've got a whole bunch of his records because he keeps sending them to me.
I'm sure he's got like a little studio in the garden shed.
He gave me a Mercy disc one time. He sent me a disc with nothing in it, which I should probably send him a note thanking him for. Because
oh, man.
Because God knows we weren't missing anything, so that was AC Cargill there.
That was a classic.
What are we going to next? Are we going to Enoch Kent next? This guy's great. This guy also sends me a bunch of records a year. I think I've got 3 or 4 of his records now, and they're all. I don't know why some of these people think that I'm actually going to play their stuff, but we'll give it a try, and then we'll answer the phone. Maybe it's AC or Enoch on the phone there. I don't know.
Here's Mrs. Hooligan's Christmas cake.
All right, this is beauty.
One night as I sat in me window, oh, a letterman came unto me, and he brought me a fine invitation, inviting meself round to tea. I could tell it was Hooligan sent it, but I went there for old friendship's sake. Ah, the thing that they gave me to tackle was Mrs. Hooligan's Christmas cake. There were plums and prunes and berries, raisins, currants and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and cherries, but the top it was stuck on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. would give you a fine toothache. It would kill a man twice to be eating a slice of Mrs. Hooligan's Christmas cake.
No, no. And that's why people hate fruitcake, is because of people like Enoch Kent there from his classic album, I'm a Rover.
And I'm Sean Connery and you're not.
And that's crap. Okay, no
they
more.
Bring a knife to the fight, you bring a gun.
This next one, it actually, this is another one of those ones that actually gets high marks on the FAR report and stuff.
No.
This next one that we're going to play. And I don't know, it might be good, but here's some people that probably need to change their names. And they also need to work on their album art. Because once again, a really, really horrible album cover. And their names, I mean, I guess you shouldn't make fun of a dude for his name.
No, I guess it's...
But, I mean, if you're in a duo and your names are Daryl Purpose, which is kind of funny enough, but and Julie Beaver. I mean, you know that Julie Beaver got some hassling in middle school. I mean, I hope that Julie was homeschooled in middle school because, yeah. You know, being in a middle school every day, I know that Julie is getting it. Yeah. Like big time, because nobody's letting you walk around with a name like Julie Beaver and not have some serious scars. So
oh,
play
yeah.
something off their great live record.
Going nowhere fast.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much exactly what this is.
Took a trip on a train to Toronto. Left my sweetheart behind. Well, if I'd flown, I might be where I want to. But hey, look out the window. I am going nowhere. I'm going nowhere. Is that a moose or just a squirrel in the grass? Passing trees like they are standing still. And I'm going nowhere. He was a 6'2" blue-eyed beauty, told me always to stay.
All right, Beef.
I forgot to tell you, after Going Nowhere Fast, in brackets, it's the train song.
I think we should trap that beaver.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's one beaver we hope goes extinct. Yeah. Julie Beaver there, along with Daryl Purpose from their great
live record.
A Purpose
and a beaver.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure somebody likes it, and I'm sure it's for somebody, but it's just not for me. If you want it, I mean, you can just phone me and let me know, and it's all yours. You can have it.
And it's a live
recording. At Coalesce.
So would that be sort of the greatest hits type thing? Would they do their best stuff at the live show? Isn't that what normally happens? Like,
if all their stuff is that good,
I'd like to hear the outtakes.
I hope it's a short live show.
Like to hear the B-sides to that one.
So that one's not going anywhere. What do you got next there? Oh, something from Captain Yonder. And I don't really know too much about it, other than it really looks bad. And there's a weird quote on the back that says, "May the captain rest in sublime tranquility, and God willing, let him be."
Arr, Billy.
And the album, it's a duo of Ryan Pfeiffer and Esme Schwal. And Ryan plays, among other things, the Glockenspiel. And Esme, she plays the cello and sings. So I'm thinking this isn't going to be a good fit for my show. But, oh, they also send out a heartfelt squeeze to Craigalicious.
Wow. I used to play the Glockenspiel.
Oh, yeah?
But they said I'd go blind.
All right, well. Wow. This is weird. Let's play something from Captain Yonder and hope it's short.
We met on a spire. I tingled with fire. Oh, hey, away, yo. Oh, hey, away, yo. The moment I spied you, I knew in my feet I could fall to my death. Then land aglow. Oh, hey, away, oh. Oh, hey, away.
Oh, man. That one. Oh. You under it far enough. Weird. I didn't know it was going to be that bad.
Oh, no.
Hey, away, ho.
Wow. That is stinkalicious right there from the Captain Yonder.
There should be a permanent thing every year, the fromage of the year.
Oh, well, this is it, and that's, I don't know, that's a winner. Oh, this one should be good. If you've ever seen the movie Mighty Wind, I think this is the house band from that. This is a band called The General Store. They actually sent me two CDs. I just brought one of them today. But
they actually play the auto harp.
I think everyone in the band is probably over 70.
At least.
And I'm not sure why they think that I might play them on my show. Well, I guess maybe because they thought that I'd do a show like this where I'd make fun of them. But apparently they have very tight harmonies. Anyways, this is...
That's what it says.
This is something from General Store. Some veterans on the music scene here for you.
Suddenly you touched me, and my heart could see everything that mattered once is nothing now to me. From this moment forward, love is first and last. My future will be filled with you as you begin my past. And from this moment,
you know, it's called From This Moment On, and I was wondering if it'd be a Shania Twain.
Like,
from
would even somebody's parents or grandparents listen to that crap? That's pretty bad. That's General Store there.
That was probably taped at Deer Lodge Hospital.
Was that
From This Moment On?
Oh, From This Moment On.
Yeah. Now playing at the Lion's Manor.
This is one of the worst album covers I think I've ever seen, for sure. This one is called The Rose in the Boxcar.
The Rose in the Boxcar and the Boxcar?
What is it called there, KK?
The Rose in the Boxcar.
In the Boxcar. Horrible, horrible front cover, but the back is even worse. There's a picture of this is Carol Martini, and the picture on the back I'm glad it's after bedtime, because it would frighten children all over the place. There's about 20 songs on here?
18, yep.
18 songs, and some of the craziest song titles we've come across yet. Which fun album song title did you pick there, KK?
I
know it was a hard choice, but
Biker Chick.
Biker Chick. She is definitely not a biker chick. Let's play something from Carol Martini.
I'm gonna be a biker chick. I'm gonna ride.
That's got to stop right now.
The Harley's got to ride over that CD.
And that was great. That was Carol Martini from her great album, The Rose in the Boxcar. This one, I have so many records by this guy. This guy sent me a big package. I haven't even decided what we're going to play yet, so that's why I haven't handed you anything. But this guy sent me a big package a year or two ago. It had about four or five CDs in it. It had a comic book. It had a postcard. It had a poster. It had all kinds of things, and they're all the craziest looking stuff in the world. I don't know who this guy is. And then he sent me some of the records again later. Like, if you look at this one, he actually looks kind of normal.
Yeah, and he does. And he kind of looks like Steve Martin.
Like, even the back of that one doesn't look too bad. Like, that could be okay,
yeah,
right? I don't even know which one to go with next, because that's the normal looking one. The guy's name is Maurice Mattei.
Maurice Mattei.
And this album is called Ring of Smoke, which sort of looks like it might be okay. I think next I would have to go with Welcome Love, which features that lovely album cover. It's like some ceramic Cupid. But the back is even crazier. And check out some of the song titles on that, baby.
The back is crazier because the doll's ankles are behind its ears, which
normally is an attractive position for me. But
sorry, I didn't know you didn't have your reading specs on there.
The Losing Kind. I mean, maybe it's like a, you know, like a good old Hurtin' album. Jane Gang? What the heck is that? Oh, my. Lily of the Snowstorm.
But best of all has to be, and I'll just give you the CD, KK. I don't even know what song to play. Maybe number, I don't even know. We'll take a look at it in a second. But this has got to be, you know, you'd think if you were going to send me something, maybe just send me this one. This is apparently the best of Maurice Mattei. The album is called Under Whip and Chain. And Maurice does not look like a guy who's into bondage. I'm not sure. But some of the classic song titles, of course you have Under Whip and Chain. You have Lover Man. You have Claudia Buckles. You have The Last Time I Saw Richard. He Never Was the Man He Used to Be. Baby Doll. Mandatory Minimum. Big Blonde.
Oh, we're talking the female variety.
To dance. Oh, you got to play the last one. It's called play the last song.
Oh, man.
The last song is called
it's like a kink.
Get this. This is the last song on the best of Maurice Mattei. It's called Clifton Hand Job. I know it's almost 10 o'clock, but we should not be having Maurice talk about stroking it with the palm of his hand.
And this is the best of.
Yeah. So imagine what the stuff is like that didn't make the best of Maurice Mattei.
Man.
And like I say, he sent me a bunch of records, and this is, I guess, a sampling of his best anyway.
You know what gets me? Somebody's actually going to play on these with him, and somebody's got to produce them. Like, doesn't somebody just have enough nerve to stand up and say, hey, buddy?
Oh, God. And if a guy... look, that looks like Maurice Mattei comes up to you and offers you a Clifton hand job. You should probably call the police.
Maybe
right away.
That's the secret shake. I see he's got like a big star pendant on in the thing.
Did you see the inside? It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
He's wearing a tool shirt on the inside, which is, I don't know. So there you go. That's some of the worst stuff that's been sent in.
That was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, enjoyed that. We may not have a listener left, but I really enjoyed that.
Thank you if you stuck around through that and through the last 4 hours. I don't know. I had fun. I can't believe 4 hours just flew by.
That was great.
But I don't know if it's going to be like this, but if you're not doing anything during the day on New Year's Eve on Sunday, I'm going to be here for 6 hours, 11 to 5. Tell the band to go home, and I promise not to play any weird crap like that.
Maybe you can play some Sonic Youth for Richard.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Or Beck.
Well, dude wasn't even listening. Like,
he was in the car. And
oh, boo. He wanted us to play it. He should have been listening. Wow. And we did.
He's nice.
We'll give him another shot.
All
another
right. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week, 6:30 to 8, back to our normal time. And you can always check out the website.
At www.steelbeltedradio.com.
That's right. Stay tuned for Kevin. He's coming in with the name of the show just complete.
Tons of good stuff.
The Electric Tongue. Right?
Or is it the Electric Muse?
No, the Electric Muse is on Sunday. This is
the Electric Company.
Yeah. And, I'll be back Sunday, 11 to 5, here telling the band to go home. If anybody, has any requests, you can always email me. And,
A big,
there he is. Hey, Kevin.
Oh, Kev's here. A big steel-belted radio. Happy New Year.
All right, rock on.